quality air,
and that lets you save.
Who cares?
True Form Life.
Green Locum.
Welcome to another edition of Exploring Mind and Body. As always, I'm your host, True Form's Drew Taddea, fitness expert. On today's show, our conclusion with our interview with Jameson Brown and so much more coming up on...
This is Exploring Mind and Body with True Form's Drew Taddea, fitness expert on 96.5 CKFM.
This segment brought to you by Complete Truth Protein Powder. Live free, live true with whole natural foods. No additives, preservatives, soy, gluten, and dairy free. Supplement with superfoods to energize your day. Visit CompleteTruthProtein.co for details.
So working out wise, as busy as you are, have you found time to work out, or is it mainly just nutrition that you've changed? How's that going for you?
No, I work out a lot, actually. I mean... Well, I don't know what's your definition of a lot. Because I live out of town, and B, have the younger kids. So I want to do my best to spend time with them and my family. You know, when I get home and around the supper table, I want to be able to hang out with them until they go to bed. I had to try to find the best time for me to work out. And I know a lot of people say, I can't work out in the evenings, which is when I work out. But to me, it was an option of, well, I have to try to find the scheduling that's going to work for me, going to work for my family, and something I'll be able to sustain. I have to try to find that, or I won't work out. And, you know, certainly it does affect the sleep. You try to make it work, but I work out late in the evening. I start working out probably most nights at 9 o'clock at night because my kids are asleep, you know, and it's an ideal time for me to go down and just spend some me time. And I work out at my home. I don't travel into town because, again, I got two kids and you got to be at home. So, a few years ago, I bought some workout equipment on the Trading Post. These, you know, that we get the show every day on CKFM, the Trading Post, and somebody was selling a bunch of weightlifting gear. And I never used it up until, you know, a few months ago, but I had it and I figured, you know, I got all this time where I'm just sitting at night and doing absolutely nothing. You know, I could be working out. And finally, a few months ago, I said, that's it. And so I do my best to go four times a week down into the basement, turn on the iPod. It's just me. It's just the weightlifting equipment. And, you know, then you start adding to it. I've got like a little bit of a gym. I've got a punching bag. I've got, you know, jump ropes. I've got medicine balls, things like that, that, you know, it's not as big as a gym. And it's limited in terms of its resources, but If you're gonna let that be an excuse, then you're gonna have a tough time succeeding in anything. You're gonna find excuses all over the place. So, I've made what I have work, and I've made the scheduling work, and it's been good so far.
Right, and I think that's important also, just to let people know and express that you know you found a way. Yeah. And a lot of people just make the excuse like there's no time, and there's no time is just simply an excuse. That's all there is to it. And on this show, we've talked about that numerous times with single parents, with single mothers of four, you know, parents with three kids that are involved in fitness competitions that work out twice a day. Like, there is time, I promise you that. And just finding a way to do it just is important. So, for example, I always carry a TRX band with me and a skipping rope in my bag at all times. So I never have an excuse why I can't work out, because I can use the TRX anywhere. If you take a resistance band with you and a skipping rope, you can work out anywhere at any place. It doesn't matter where, in a hotel room or in the park. So if you're always prepared, you never have to get ready. You probably heard me say that before.
Yeah.
But it's just so important to always be prepared, but to find a way. Get up a little bit earlier or stay up a little bit later. You're going to feel better and your body's going to reap the benefits because of it.
Well, and there is such thing as too much sleep. I mean, people say, well, I'm in bed by 9. I'm like, well, what time are you getting up? Like, I mean, if you're getting up at 6, that's a lot of sleep.
Yeah.
Do you really need, like, that much sleep? I'm in bed by... I couldn't get over when someone said I'm in bed by 9. You know, you're in bed by 9, but you're not going to sleep till 11:30 because you're watching TV in bed. That's not...
Right.
You're not in bed. Yeah, physically, you're in bed, but you're not sleeping. You're watching TV. Yeah. You know, nobody sleeps and nobody needs that much sleep. You know, again, 7 to 8 hours, and I still manage to get that while working out in the evening. And one of the quotes that I still remember you saying is there's 24 hours in the day for everybody.
Right.
It just is. And I've stopped letting time be my excuse. I think even I told you when hockey season starts up, I was going to gain the weight back. I told you that. It's hockey season. There's no way I'm going to find the time. And then I said, that's a pathetic excuse. You know, you can make little adjustments, and I have. And, you know, you mentioned the TRX band and the skipping rope. One of the other quotes that, you know, you look to is inspiration, or at least I have. There's no such thing as a bad workout.
Right.
I just, you know, I don't view any time that you get off your butt and move where you otherwise wouldn't be as a bad workout.
I completely agree. Just moving on with that inspiration, motivation stuff. You wanted to talk about that. You wanted me to remind you that.
Yeah, right. Well, I wanted to, because again, you know, like I said, you're listening to your show week in, week out, a couple of times a week because of the editing or whatever, that helped. And I was so surprised how much it helped. You know, when you're surrounding yourself with the positive energy, and let's say you don't have the support network at home. Let's say, again, you're extremely busy. We live in a pretty fantastic era where you know, social media, all of that stuff, where, you know what I started doing, and maybe this is a few tips for you, is that they always used to say, put a sticky note on your mirror about, you know, I'm going to work out tonight. No, get on Twitter and just follow nothing but healthy people. And, you know, check your Twitter feed every, you know, few hours and see what that does for you. Get on Pinterest and follow nothing but healthy people posting their stories, posting their quotes. Again, that's where I found that quote about there's no such thing as a bad workout. You'd be surprised, even just on social media, if you happen to surround your social media stream, like Facebook and Pinterest and Twitter, with healthy inspiration, how inspiring it is just subconsciously, and it invokes change. It just does. You're like, look at all these people looking to doing these great things. So I think that, to me, if you surround yourself with those little pieces of inspiration throughout your day, whether it's on social media, whether you find a gym buddy, or whether you listen to this show, that's fantastic. But it's all out there. You've got no reason in today's day and age to shut yourself out from healthy lifestyle.
Absolutely.
If you want to be a little bit healthier, it is out there. You can find it. You, again, just join Twitter, follow nothing but healthy people. And, you know, one of my favorites, I follow you, obviously. I follow a couple of people from The Biggest Losers. Do I watch The Biggest Loser? No. I don't. I could care less about the show. But their little quotes throughout the day are like, that is a great quote. I'm going to use that quote.
Just give you a little boost throughout the day.
It's just little boosts throughout the day, where if your workout is at the end of the day, you feel like, if they can do it, I can do it, and let's get to it.
All right. Well, that's fantastic. Thanks so much for that. That helped our, because I think every little bit helps. Everyone that's reached some kind of success has gone through some ups and downs, and it's important to hear from other people on how they've been able to succeed. And I always ask people that look like they've succeeded or been through some successful moments, how they got there. So that's also important. But so let's wrap things up, Jameson. Thanks so much for being on the show. Good luck with your continual sustainable weight loss and lifestyle changes.
Here's hoping.
and thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
This segment brought to you by True Form Fitness. For all your health and fitness needs, personal training and group classes available locally. Visit trueformlife.com for details.
For some reason, when you talk to fitness instructors, gym owners, and personal trainers, the most important factor in determining success is how many people they have, how many clients the trainer trains, how many members the gym has, and how many class members sign up with a fitness instructor. This is no different than how I used to think. I always thought, if you're good at what you do, you should have a ton of people. I always wondered why 20 people wouldn't fill up a class. That was when I realized I was focusing on the wrong thing. Small numbers in the class used to affect me quite a bit. Only a few people a certain night, I must be doing something wrong. Why aren't people coming? Maybe I'm not as good as I think I am. Then there are the nights when it seems like everyone shows up and the class is full. I still wonder why that happens. Back to focusing on the wrong thing. It doesn't matter if it's sports or life, something you're judged on or something you judge yourself on. You shouldn't always focus on the outcome. If you do, you'll be looking failure in the face more times than not. Of course, it's great to have goals. There's nothing wrong with expectations. But if you focus on only one thing, which is the outcome in this case, you might be missing out on a whole lot of positive things that are going on. I decided to close registration for new members and focus on the ones we have. Do what I can to make them better, to give them more, instead of finding ways to market to other people. The reason is because we have such a close-knit group of people. It doesn't take very much intuition to feel the negative energy one person carries night in and night out. These types of people change the entire class atmosphere. It's clear when members are uncomfortable because of how someone else is feeling. The members we have are encouraging, motivating. We all get along, and except for a few groans, which are more comical than anything, no one complains. People are there because they want to be there. They enjoy the company of others around. We enjoy the laughs and jokes, and although a side subject, the hard work offers the results we're looking for. When you get a large group of people, you lose the closeness that comes with less. You lose the personal aspect of getting to know each other. As an instructor, I don't get to talk to everyone and see how they're doing, ask them how their nutrition is going, or anything else that may be bothering them physically. These are little things I'm able to do with smaller numbers. And in all aspects of life, I believe it's the little things that make the difference. Members aren't just a number at our classes. Everyone contributes in some way, and some days, it's nothing other than the energy they bring to class. I took a picture that can be found on my blog at trueformlife.com because it symbolizes how far we've come, how far I've come. It's a picture of a few long-term members, all in their True Form sweaters and shirts, holding each other by the waist. What I focused on before was numbers, but that can't compare to how good I feel when I see a group of members that enjoy being together, that come to workouts night in and night out with a smile on their face. The numbers I see in the picture isn't a few. I see years of time and dedication put into True Form and the lifestyle we're all about. The number that stands out to me is how many members we have that have dedicated over a year to the same group we all enjoy.
Exploring Mind and Body with True Form's Drew Taddea would not be possible without the help from the following sponsors: AG Foods in Didsbury, CLC Fitness Center, Health Street in the Cornerstone Shopping Center Olds, and Shoppers Drug Mart, working together to help build a healthier tomorrow. For more information on True Form Life, Drew Taddea, or how to become a sponsor of Exploring Mind and Body, visit trueformlife.com.
All right, in this segment, I want to talk about some healthy tips, some quick hitters, so get your pens ready. Be conscious of guilt. Just because you've had a bad day doesn't mean you have to fall off the wagon completely. We've all had those days. There's nothing wrong with starting over. Jump right on track the next day. Enjoy your food. Don't eat it too fast. This causes us to eat more and feel sick after, not to mention guilty. Most of us aren't getting enough fiber throughout the day. This is especially important for women. 25 to 30 grams of fiber is the daily recommended allowance. Add cinnamon to your diet. Shakes, oatmeal, cereal are all great places to start. Cinnamon has proven to help the body burn fat. Avoid white breads and white pastas. If you love your carbs, opt for better options. Try whole grain bread and whole wheat pastas. The same goes for white rice. Try brown rice or wild rice. Clean out your cupboards. Get rid of those foods that don't need to be in there. And we all have them. Out of sight, out of mind. Most of the time we reach for those unhealthy foods because they're right in front of us. Focus on being fit and healthy, not the scale. Many times we forget how well we're doing and how well we're staying on track, not to mention we have more energy and feel great. Stay away from that scale. Eat consciously. Don't swallow your food whole. If you're paying attention to how and what you're eating, you'll enjoy your food more and won't have to worry so much about overeating. Find groups of supportive people, whether it be at the gym or a fitness group. Find supportive, encouraging people that help you reach your goals, not hold you back. Make small changes. It's easy to fall off track if you try to make huge changes in your life, health-wise. Make small changes until it becomes a way of life. Carry nuts or trail mix everywhere you go. Not only do nuts satisfy the hunger, but they have many benefits and will also help your metabolism keep running and burning fat. Try to minimize your caffeine intake. Not only is caffeine a diuretic, which will take away from the amount of water you consume, but caffeine hangs out with their good friend named cortisol, who always brings along stress. Reduce your stress by reducing your caffeine beverages. And our last tip in this segment, record. See if you can record everything. Record how often you're working out. Start a nutrition journal. And find someone to check it. This keeps you accountable, not only to yourself, but to someone else. One of the big reasons our members keep journals is accountability. If you know you have to write it down, there's a better chance you won't miss a workout or consume the food you know you shouldn't. All right, that's all we have for you this evening. As always, I'm your host, True Forms, Drew Taddea, fitness expert. Be sure to tune in next week for some more health and fitness tips in Health and Fitness for a Better World. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Exploring Mind and Body with True Forms' Drew Taddea, fitness expert. For more on True Forms' Drew Taddea, visit trueformlife.com.
Exploring Mind and Body with True Form Life's Drew Taddea would not be possible without the help of GDK Gravel and Sand. GDK Gravel and Sand, now offering all products in half and 1 yard bags. Give them a call today for more information. 1-877-335-2091.